Well, well, oh dear. You call this a radio station. Now that red LED up the top there is the maximum level. It's a bit tricky, I've not used this equipment before, but there you go. It's Uptown Radio 94.4 FM stereo. My name is Jerry Sinclair. Mary. Thank you to Bob. Bob, I think his prefix this week is, I'm convinced this is a major contribution to road safety, Earl. My name's Jerry Sinclair, this is Uptown, and that's the track which we're going to get rid of there. Okay, sorry about the cock-ups for the next half hour, because it's a new mixer, and I've been resuscitated from the country mansions of the Sinclair studios, which are now located on the Hereford and Gloucestershire border. More of that anon. Well, believe it or not, they're all moving around in this convertible studio. That's what they see. I see. It's the alcoholic effects. Great. And also later on in the program, news from Albania's capital. It's the heartland of that Eastern European state. It's live from Radio Tirana. I won't be telling you about Radio Suburbia at all, so don't worry. I'm convinced this is a major contribution to road safety. It always reminds me of that news broadcast featuring Angela Rippon, when she indeed quoted the fact for the incumbent viewers that she apologised for the loss of subtitles for the deaf. This is London, believe it or not. It's very strange. I'm sort of in a sort of time warp situation at the moment, being a commuter now, regularly between the wilds of the English countryside and the heartland of London. Here's Copy and Chums, and you disappear from view. Goodbye.
I'm leaving Canada downstream, I'm waiting. Ho hum, ho hum. That was The Teardrop Explodes, indeed their ultimate recording. You disappear from view. And as I disappear from view, typical cliche, it's worth contemplating the sleeve note at the back of this four-track EP. We've got the 12-inch version here. What bag is Julian Cope really in? Is he, like, well, you know, weird, like, but I mean totally weird? Having pondered these very same questions myself from time to time, I think I may have stumbled across two answers and a red herring. And more of that later on. We'll try and extend the life of everything here. We've got a little bit of information about turtles. Hundreds of green turtles, which swam 1,500 miles from Brazil to breed on Ascension Island, found their sand had been removed by builders. The RAF formed a wire fence corridor to guide them to a more suitable spot.
Gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
What would you believe, from 1968, that's The Turtles, Eleanor, tied up in an albeit unusual manner with the article that related to it earlier on. Okay, this is just me, Jerry Sinclair. This is Uptown Radio, broadcasting to London and that suburb on 94.4 FM in stereo. And we'll be going on to whatever the closed down time is, which is tentatively about 1 a.m., okay, that's 1 hour's 1 hour's British summer time. Now, I'll sort of be taking you through, mainly playing things on a musical tack tonight, because, as I say, I've been sort of called in at incredibly short notice to present basically a programme of music, or, sort of say, pre-recorded items. Now, tomorrow, Uptown Radio, being a momentous bank holiday occasion, which is often featured, especially during Easter and the usual Christmas periods, we'll be on, would you believe, at 11 a.m. we start. So that is in a good 13 hours' time. Okay, that's Uptown Radio. Back on the air tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., and that's the start. Now, what does that mean? What is that, the start? Apparently, Bob Earl, the man who's a major contribution to road safety will be on between 1 and 4pm, and there will be surprise guests throughout the day, or days, it says here. And 8pm onwards, apparently I'm doing another a sartorial appearance. Never mind, we'll do our best. It's mainly the unfamiliar equipment and the fact that I haven't been on the radio for quite a few months. I sort of nearly moved off altogether, but more of that later on. Right, I think we'll have mainly album tracks tonight rather than the sort of top 40 material. Shall we say the antithesis to the sound of Southwest London. Here's Stranglers from Feline. This was released as a single in an edited form and didn't do very well because it obviously was an album track. This is Midnight Summer's Dream.
Woke up on a good day, and the world was wonderful. A midnight summer dream had me in its spell. I dreamt about an old man who sat and watched the rain all night. He couldn't sleep a wink as all the drops fell. He told me of the beauty hidden in our foreheads, and he told me of the ugliness we share instead. And when we put a foot wrong, do we learn from all the pain? A midnight summer dream as we watch the rain. Then at midnight he poured another drink and bent my ear. And after midnight we sat up half the night, or maybe more, and he began to tell me what it was all for. I woke up in an armchair. He had gone, I don't know where. He left me here to sit and look at the rain. I don't remember much at all, but his words were echoing. A midnight summer dream, and then I wake again. Maybe I'll never find him. Maybe he's gone forever. Maybe I'll have to sit here watching weather. But one thing's pretty certain, helped me make it in the night, and showed me somewhere else between wrong and right. So at midnight, if you can't sleep, then I will bend your ear. And after midnight, we'll sit up half the night or maybe more, and I'll begin to tell you what it's all for. He had gone, I don't know where. He left me here to sit and look at the rain. I don't remember much at all, but his words were echoing. A midnight summer dream, and then awake again.
Should be a jingle now saying, Uptown, etc. But I can't find it. Midnight Summer Dream, The Stranglers. They're from Feline. They're a comparatively recent album release. Well, in the absence of this marvellous jingle that says Uptown, I'll have to say that it's Uptown Radio 94.4, or 94.4 if you prefer, FM, couldn't be anything else, stereo, also receivable in mono. My name's Jerry Sinclair, and this is a rather unusual studio. Never mind. Let's see if we can get a little bit of Tirana back in. Right. Another difficulty there. One of these communication receivers, I think. You can even eavesdrop on radio telephone communications direct to the Falkland Islands, as indeed was the recent case. If you remember the debacle between the Right Honourable Margaret Thatcher and the BBC man and the film from the Falklands, which you probably read about in various newspapers over the past few months. But in the absence of our friends over the border there at Tirana, or even the Radio Moscow World Service, why not take the opportunity? Always a good catch. Always take the opportunity to perhaps tune into that Mexican radio. Contrived link number 44. And this is the Wall of Voodoo. Mexican radio. We'll be right back.
understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. Radio, 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 radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio.
Well, I don't know about a Mexican radio. I know that Dave's receiver here is made in Japan. Doesn't preclude it receiving broadcasts from all countries, of course.
Hey, hey.
When you're an uptown team or a downtown team?
Or a downtown team. All you got to do is swing.
Well, they call it a radio studio. Apparently the giant hogweed, which bears an alarming resemblance to the fictional Triffid, is spreading faster than ever, according to the North Scotland College of Agriculture. The plant, which grows up to 4 metres high, with leaves more than a metre wide, was brought from the Caucasus as a garden ornament at the end of the last century. When handled, its bristles release large quantities of sap, which make the skin highly sensitive to light and can cause anything from a mild rash to painful blisters. Doesn't sound too hopeful, does it? Each plant produces about 5,000 seeds, which over the years have colonized riverbanks and road and railway embankments. Well, that's something I didn't know before. File that away for future reference. Easter Sunday over London, I think. This is London? Yes, it is London. Sorry, I'm not quite sure. It's all the time in that lovely, rural, sleepy atmosphere in my rather rustic cottage, which is makes me think this perhaps isn't London, but it obviously it is. At least I get blackbirds in the morning. Were I to use the ultimate DJ cliche, I would say, I'm playing you my kind of music, but for obvious reasons, I won't. Canadian band Saga, Wind Him Up, why not? They're from my hometown, originally of Toronto, and give them a listen. A truly cosmopolitan person.
Tight one clock, and as he leaves the table,
go. Wind Him Up, that's Saga from their latest album, which is called Worlds Apart. Wind Him Up was the name of that track. Sorry about this slight cock-up tonight on this memorable occasion, a very rare occurrence of an alternative presenter on Uptown Radio, but these things do occur from time to time. Well, you're listening to Uptown Radio, 94.4 FM, in that glorious stereo. Except for the fringe areas who might have to listen to something else. Switch to mono, by the way, if you are getting a mite of interference from a station on a similar frequency. Because we broadcast to well, quite a long way. In fact, I was quite amazed by the signal strength today on the equipment in my temporary home in London, where I now vacate most of the time. I spend some of the time in the country nowadays, going back to my roots, as it were. And listening to Radio Tirana, but no, putting out other broadcasts on yet another station, one of the few stations where you can cover a complete community with 7.5 watts. Right, okay. Anything else I was going to read to you in my collection of unusual and other things? The only other thing we've got to discuss is the fact that. I'm going to try and bring you some of the records. I sort of pinched off Brian's jukebox, which is the jukebox installed in my rather small country cottage. Not particularly elaborate, but it does have mains water and electricity, so that's of positive advantage, if nothing else. One of the records on Brian's jukebox goes something like this. When I switch it on, of course.
Thank you.
A Trough of Obscurity. Nicked nicely there with a rather rare single from about a year ago, Hilly Fields. And no, there's nothing wrong with your stereo. But that was a strange record. Sort of bringing back memories of the era of psychedelia. Why is this thing held down with a bit of sticky tape? I simply don't know. Never mind. Okay. Well, in case you're wondering about that strange jingle you heard before, I'll play it for you again. It's the sort of Brian's jukebox effort, which is all to do with this amazing jukebox that we've got in the country premises. Effectively, the reason why it was installed is that it was sort of impossible to get the all the hi-fi gear down I've got from London and install it quickly. So we decided just to install a rather amazing jukebox and fill it full of those singles that you know and love. Ooh, sorry there. And a crack in my sincerity is showing. It was on that very occasion that inaugurated this particular jingle. Sounds like a record, doesn't it? Well, in fact, it is a record. But actually, the problem with the... I don't know if you know the problem with a lot of jukeboxes. whoops. The record playing facilities on a lot of jukeboxes is rather crude, so a record wear can be, if not always, often is severe. So one has to replace the singles once every year, at least. Now, here's a single that we won't be replacing on the jukebox immediately because it's currently available. Strange microphone here. And, I personally think this is one of the finest singles, if not the best one, released in 1983. Yes, you've guessed it. It's Fastway. This is Easy Living. Clever, eh? Easy Living! Rather reminiscent of an old track by Uriah Heep. That's Fastway, featuring Fast Eddie Clark, ex of Motorhead. bring back the ergonomic states. Or skates, or states, or stakes. Oh, a few too many tonight. A few too many tonight, but never mind. Well, what is this cacophony you're listening to on Uptown Radio 94.4? The erstwhile Jerry Sinclair is blundering his way through a typical radio program on the aforesaid mentioned station. Don't know why I don't get paid for it. Bring back Croydon, I always think. Better give another plug for the promo, which of course is a purely verbal one. Yes, of course, Easter Monday, which is but a mere 1 hour and 17 minutes away. We'll feature another Uptown Radio program from the studios of commencement of programs is at 11 a.m. There are various guests featured. One wonders who they could possibly be. Amazing squeaky chair in this studio. Never mind. Strange, this studio is really very different to the one I normally use. It's all a matter of ergonomics. Well, later on we're featuring the Holiday 84 program, or extracts of same. And, here we are. It's at C30 Side A, Chicago Uptown. C60 Chrome, wind up to end of leader, Side 2 Chicago Uptown, 30-ish, 66 Anthea and Donna Uptown, instrumental, 136 Bob Earl with countdown. I wonder what that all means. I've got no music, for God's sakes. I'll tell you what, we'll do the Holiday program now. Okay, this is Holiday 84.
Of adventure.
Hello, I'm Smoke Too Much.
Well, you'd better cut down a little then.
I'm sorry?
You'd better cut down a little then.
Oh, I see. Smoke Too Much, so I'd better cut down a little then.
Yes. I bet you get people making jokes about your name all the time, eh?
No, I've never noticed it before.
So you're interested in one of our adventure holidays, are you?
Yes, I saw your advert in the Buller supplement.
The what?
The Buller supplement.
The colour supplement?
Yes, I'm sorry, I can't say the letter B.
See.
Yes, that's right. It's all due to a trauma I suffered when I was a schoolboy. I was attacked by a bat.
A cat?
No, a bat.
Oh, well, can you say the letter K?
Oh, yes. Khaki, kind, kettle, kipling, kipper, Kuwait, Keeble, Bollage, Oxford.
Yes, yes. Well, why don't you use letter K instead of the letter C?
What? Spell Buller with a K?
Yes.
Colour? Oh, thank you. I never thought of that. What a silly bunt.
Anyway, about the holiday.
Well, yes, I've been on package tours many times, and so your advert really bought my eye.
Ah, good.
Yes, you're quite right. I'm fed up with being treated like a sheep. I mean, what's the point of going abroad if you're just another tourist, carted round in buses, surrounded by sweaty minus O's from Ketchard and Boventry, and their cloth caps and their cardigans with their transistor radios and their Sunday mirrors, complaining about the tea? Oh, they don't make it properly here, do they? Not like at home. And stopping at Majorcan Bodegas, selling fish and chips and Watney's Red Barrel and Calamaris and two veg, and sitting in their cotton sunfrocks squirting Timothy White sun cream all over their puffy, raw, swollen, purulent flesh because they overdid it on the first day, and being herded into endless Hotel Miramars and Bellevues and Bontin Entiles with their modern international luxury roomettes and draft red barrel and swimming pools full of fat German businessmen pretending they're acrobats, forming pyramids and frightening the children and barging in the queues, and if you're not at your table spot on seven, you miss the bowl of Campbell's cream and mushroom soup, the first item on the menu of international cuisine. And every Thursday night, the hotel has a bloody cabaret in the bar featuring a tiny emaciated dago with 9-inch hips and some bloated fat tart with their airbrill cream down and a big ass presenting flamenco for foreigners.
Shut up.
And had an idle typist from Birmingham with flabby white legs and diarrhea trying to pick up hairy, fandy leg, what weight to score Manuel. And once a week, there's an excursion to the local Roman ruins to buy cherryade and melted ice cream and clean Watney's Red Barrel. And one evening, you visit the so-called typical restaurant with local colour and atmosphere, and you sit next to a party of people from Rilla who keep singing Torre Molinos, Torre Molinos, and complaining about the food. It's so greasy here, isn't it? And you get cornered by some drunken greengrocer from Luton with an Instamatic and Dr. Skull sandals and Tuesday's Daily Express, and he drones on and on and on about how Mr. Smith should be running this country and how many languages Enoch Powell can speak, and then he throws up all over the Cuba Libras and sending tinted postcards of places they don't realise they haven't visited to all at number 22. Weather wonderful, our room is marked with an X, food very greasy, but we found a charming...
You were listening to Holiday 84. 1984? That's right. Less now than a mere 9 months away to the end of 1983, and 1984 approacheth. Or something. Strange equipment here. Is it the slider that's noisy? Anyway, the stakes, or rather the fillets of Uptown Radio Literature, which are in front of me at this very moment. Oh, I see. Okay. Major design changes are implicated. Will be around tomorrow. Yes, he will. Maybe not myself, but Uptown Radio will itself be around tomorrow. And I won't be quite as tired, because they're being very kind and they've offered me a pillow and I'll be able to sleep on the floor tonight. So that is of considerable assurance. Well, we'll see what we can do. It's been a long journey, actually. It's a long drive if you have to come all the way from, that area. not southwest London, but indeed the vast expanses of an area not very far from Wales. As you can imagine, there were lots of cars on the road today. It was all good fun, but I don't know how some of these people pass the vast majority of their driving tests, I can tell you. Okay, should we have a joke at random? A joke at random. Well, you name it, we can do it. I'll see if I can just find a joke at random. Here we go. Let's have a look. Not very funny, that one. Ah, this looks good. Part 95. Uptown. Just trying to locate these Uptown jingles, but maybe someone will come in and tell me where they're all hidden, unless they've been through the inevitable bulk eraser. Okay. Landlords? Irishmen? Honeymoons? Computers? No, no, not, none of these are of sufficient comedy value to necessitate them being read out to you at this particular venture, which is Uptown Radio. It's Utopia now. A track called Libertine.
When she walked in the room, you could fade from the strong perfume. And she said her name was Libertine. In my ear, a voice said, don't be a fool, stay clear. Better stay away from Libertine.
Stay away from Libertine.
Stay away from Libertine.
Stay away from Libertine.
So I stayed out of view, but my eyes wouldn't come unglued. I was hypnotized by Libertine. So in time, I broke down and I lost my mind. Then I made a move on Libertine.
Stay away from Libertine.
Made a move on Libertine.
Stay away from Libertine.
I made my move on Libertine. And I waited.
Hey, what do I do now? That's Utopia, featuring the talents of Todd Rundgren, someone we've often played to you on Uptown, or at least a certain Mr. Anderson has in the past. Whence Mr. Anderson, the man said. Never mind. We'll probably come across said personage very shortly. Right. And that was Libertine. The album was called Utopia, because it's about their 10th album, so I suppose they see the same name again. I'm trying to find all these jingles here, and everybody's vacated the studio. Never mind. this one is rather of interest. It's just coming on the teleprinter. I wonder if it's still there. No, teleprinter's not working too well tonight. Yes, the microwave module's converter is now installed. And coming up on the teleprinter, apparently, via the lines of AP, Berlin. A 34-year-old Austrian vagrant found cooking onion soup over Berlin's eternal flame was arrested for violating West German insult laws. Police said he got off with a warning on a previous occasion when he tried to whip up a batch of dumplings over the flame, intended to burn until Germany is reunited. From the wires of AP, that's straight into our studio via the technical facilities, thus presented. This, I believe, is another jingle. Intro, insert, scary Topper promo. I wonder if Topper will be around tomorrow. You can never tell. Bob Earl, much less bother than a hover. Whether you're an uptown team, romantic, sick Topper promo. Yes, yes, the irony and and the metaphor, and the metaphor.
Intro, insert, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, and welcome to the commencement of programmes from Uptown Radio. We're on the air for the next 3 hours on 94.4 MHz FM in glorious stereo to West London
can say
and
that again.
The surrounding area.
He's lying! I like the counting bit at the beginning. We didn't have that on the cartridge machines in the Suburbia studio. I said I wouldn't mention Radio Suburbia, so I won't. But have a listen soon. Developments. Right. Okay, well, that still wasn't long enough to give me the opportunity to cue up the next track. So I've got to really guess which one I'm going to play. I'm going to play something off the what is effectively the ultimate album. Lyrics by Roger Waters of the Pink Floyd. The Final Cut is the title of the album. And it's filled with tracks that are very reminiscent of, I suppose, the concepts embodied in the album itself. It's all about war and the consequences of same. In so much to reveal that, as you probably are well, if you were in the UK a year ago, something happened along those lines, and. Shall we say that it's quite vivid, even a year on. I don't know if you saw the news the other day, the takeover of the Falkland Islands Broadcasting Corporation, FIBC, by the Argies with the DJ there with a gun at his back. Well, that was actually a film, it was obviously a log-type tape recording. Quite interesting. And looking through the current, this obviously is totally irrelevant because I'm still trying to cue up a record, looking through the current World Radio and Television Handbook, the Falkland Islands Broadcasting Corporation apparently don't seem to feature a medium wave transmitter. They have two shortwave ones listed, and apparently there is now an FM unit, 1 kilowatt, which has just been installed, frequency not given. So if any of you have been to the Falklands and know what it's all about, I'd love to know. See. What it's like. Apparently programmes are being provided by the British Forces Broadcasting Service. Clattering and banging. Hooray! Suit and ting. Never been able to work out what those lyrics are all about, but my ethnic roots are probably totally different to the perpetrators of the song. But this is Uptown Radio, believe it or not, 94.4 in stereo, and if they're listening outside, another drink would be quite handy.